Thief Evan Byron and have an experienced team dedicated to delivering you their daily catch-up. With Upside Realty, you get an experienced agent, all marketing, online listing, and organised inspections for one flat fee. Visit upside.com.au. Thief Evan Byron,
101.9 The Box.
Now, Boxy, used to love this show. I used to love this show when I was a kid growing up. You get home and you're getting ready for school the next day, and Friends.
Oh, yeah. Do you know what? I was late to Friends.
Oh, really?
Actually, so late I've barely watched any of it.
Or late getting them?
I just
or
wasn't
late
into
watching it.
No, I wasn't really into it.
You weren't into it?
Sort of more into CSI and all your crime genre.
Okay. Oh, well, there you go. Well, do you want me to keep going? Or?
Yeah, please do. Talk about the show Friends that you love so much. So
I dropped the theme and thought we'd forget about it.
Like
yes.
It.
So Friends, everyone loves Friends. It was a great show. 90s? Late 80s, 90s?
Yeah, 90s, I'd say.
2000s. And yesterday I went home and I thought, I better bring a bit of content because our boss was up our bum about it. You've just come back from holidays, you're given nothing. So
you started watching Friends?
No, I was watching a bit of American journalism and I was like, bang, and it come up, Friends, the movie's coming out. And I'm like, oh, yes. So I went online and watched the trailer and I'm like, oh, my God, because they're all older and they're all coming back and cuddling each other.
I love this.
And I thought it was on. I got up earlier this morning at about 3:30 and I'm watching the Today or Good Morning America.
Yeah.
It's a fake. Someone's put online, it's gone viral,
yeah.
And they've put all the scenes from all the characters when they've met each other on their different movies and different TV shows.
Oh.
And they've put it all in one to make it look like there actually is a movie.
That
there's
is
no
genius.
Movie. What is genius?
I know, I'm disappointed because you started this by saying there's a Friends movie, which got me kind of excited. Well, I wasn't even a massive Friends fan.
And it's absolutely gone viral all around the world. People think that there's a movie Friends, but it's a myth.
And it was made up. I love that the American journos were fooled by it.
If you watch the trailer, it fully looks like it's happening. And they're all cuddling each other. And the way they put it together, I'm like, this is going to be the best right. Friends the movie.
We put that up on our Facebook, Fifi Fev Byron. See if you get fooled. I mean, you now know it's a fake, but would you have been fooled if you didn't know?
Fev, I hope you don't mind me reminding you of something. Can I get rid of the Friends music for a second? Do you remember when we started working together and it was one of the first times you were on air on the show talking and you told this story?
Don't take me back to when we used to start working together.
Remember when you told a story about a mate of a mate at their wedding? They knew that their fiancé was cheating on them. And when he was doing the best man speech at the wedding, or before he said, I do, he said, excuse me, I'd like to interrupt the ceremony. Could everyone look under their seats?
Yes.
And what he'd done is he had in envelopes under everyone's seat
yep.
in the church.
Sorry.
Whoa.
Sorry. Whoa. Friends came back. Continue.
You're on point today, Byron.
Byron.
Under everybody's seat was an envelope. And yes. In that envelope was were photos of the best man and the bride
yes.
getting it on.
Yes.
And you were like so excited. And I at the time went, that's kind of familiar. I think that I said to you, is that like an urban myth? Or, and you said, no, it actually happened to someone I know.
It did. It was real.
And then I went online and I Googled extensively and I found the movie that it happened in.
Everyone under your seats is an envelope. Would you open it, please? Under there, Kate, is a gift I want them all to have.
I was going, no. And you said, no, it was a friend. Like, it actually happened a movie.
It did.
Coincidence.
Fifi, Fev and Byron, 101.9 The Fox.
Fev, we are back after a pretty long break.
Yes, a long break. Not long enough, but we're back.
Whoa.
And when we went away, I thought, oh, can't wait to, you know, speak to the guys over the break just to see how everyone's going. And obviously, Byron and I, we had a few texts, a bit of WhatsApp, a bit of this and back and forth.
Yeah.
Each other's Insta stories because you're at the basketball with Zephyr and Nikki Markovic, our news reader, who's still on holidays. It's a big, 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 big trip. But didn't hear one iota from our little friend, Fifi Box. And then I knew she was back from somewhere. I knew she was going away, but we wouldn't let her say where she's going away because all the paps follow her because you're a big deal.
Hardly.
And I knew you were going to Hong Kong. I knew you were taking little tricks to Hong Kong for Disney.
Disneyland.
And I knew when she was back, my Insta feed was flooded with pictures of Trixie doing this and Trixie doing that and Fifi doing this. I reckon there was about 15 pictures all in one day.
And nothing.
Like, well, she's back.
Before that, there was nothing for at least 7 weeks.
A good six, Byron, I reckon. A good six. No texts. We're WhatsApping. I can see that she's read them. Because it says that she's read it. And it gives you the double tick.
Really?
Yeah, yes, it does.
You need to know that about WhatsApp.
You need to know that about WhatsApp. God. Every time we put something on our WhatsApp page, read it and never wrote back.
One of the most amusing things, I was in Hong Kong and I'd read the WhatsApp and I love that you two would be talking about me and where I've gone and why I've disappeared, and I'd be sitting there in the hotel room laughing, going, this is so funny.
Respond.
Yeah, but then I'm laughing with him because we'd know that you've read it.
I know, but... Can I be
honest?
If you
go back to our WhatsApp, that people aren't going to know you're in Hong Kong boxing.
No, I know, but it's not even about that. It's genuinely, I've got two words for you. Digital detox. I love, on holiday, when I've got time off, I go to ground.
I love to disappear. I'm going to stop you. You didn't digital detox because you're reading our messages.
Because
you're still on it.
Because the stupid
WhatsApp. You just didn't write back.
No, the stupid WhatsApp notifications were on. I very quickly turned them off after I read those. Well, I went, no, that's too much.
We've got one word for you. Friendship.
No, okay. Here's the thing, and I don't want you to take it personally. I am really concerned that this phone, particularly over the last few years, has dominated my life. Think about how many times in your day that you are checking Insta, Facebook, news feeds. It's like it's an addiction. It's unhealthy. And you know what? You can't even be present in a moment. I can't be.
But you're on your phone.
But I'm not really. I just quick,
put it down then.
Quite quickly. I pick
I'm hearing
it up.
A lot of this.
No. You know why I'm on my phone? Because I'm taking pictures with it. And then suddenly I get this WhatsApp. Where's Fifi? It's really annoying.
Are you alive? I think one of the questions were.
But I won't lie. I love it because when you realise you're being owned by all that digital media and you need to know what's going on and who's doing what on Insta, and then suddenly you go, you can enjoy what you're actually doing, because it's when you're on the couch and you're bored and you look at your phone and you suddenly go, oh, look at everyone at the tennis. Oh, they're off to the Portsea Polo. Oh, is it my life miserable? You end up quite depressed over
social
media.
You're in Hong
Kong
at Disneyland. Okay, I'll take
that. Yeah, I know, then.
You were doing fine.
I will take that, Boxy. Mm. But please explain why you do it when we're all at work. You don't write back to us.
No, I do. Hey, you both know that when I came back and when I came back onto WhatsApp, I really came back. You know, I both said to you, right, I'm back and I'm firing. Let's get, you know, gung-ho about everything.
Mate,
in life.
Boxy over the break went to a big shootout with no gun. Come back, had double machine guns.
Fifi, Feb and Byron, 101.9 The Fox.
So many reality TV shows launching for 2018, including one of our favourites.
I'm a celebrity. Get me out of here!
The buzz is definitely circulating in Melbourne.
Oh, boring.
We're still joined by the King of the Jungle.
Yep.
Brendan Favola, and he makes that claim because Casey Donovan did win last year, but she's a queen. So it's still... The king has not been replaced.
Still got the crown.
Please, could a man win this year?
Now, so much speculation over who's going in, and I love that we can, I reckon we can almost as good as confirm one of them, because the Australian stand-up queen, they were talking about who that might be, but we know that fellow comedian Lawrence Mooney, he let it slip that it's Fiona O'Loughlin.
Oh, there you go.
Bang, there you go. That's locked in. And now another one, there was another iconic Australian comedian they've talked about. And everyone was assuming that it was Glenn Robbins.
I think it is, isn't it?
No, I have since heard it might be Peter Rosethorne.
Oh,
Pete Rosethorne.
Yes.
I've got...
Of Kath and Kim fame also.
Mm.
Yeah.
Well, there you go. I've got Jason Ackermanis, 100% going in.
How do you know?
Because when you're over there, they're all over there now, because it starts on Sunday, and they do like a celebrity secret tweets, and people can ask tweets to them. Mm. And last night... This person was on and he plays football, and he wouldn't say what team he played for, but he's played in a premiership and he tweeted 3 premiership cups.
So 3.
And he won 3.
And Acker's had 3.
Yeah. So that's
a
damn giveaway.
Can I ask you this, because you've been through this. So they're all over there at the moment.
Yes. They're all locked in. So when I went there, I had to stay in a game park. All by myself with a minder, a South African guy who looked after me. I was there for a week. I was like, what am I going to do with this guy? No phones, no nothing. This is so boring.
TV?
No TV. Oh,
are you kidding me?
I divvied up and said I need a TV in my room because I can't sleep.
I can't believe they tried to deny you a telly.
That's how I got onto Narcos and started watching that. But we just drank. It was fun.
Well, I don't necessarily think that.
I reckon I put on a good 5 kilos before I went in a week.
Wow.
But yeah, they're all over there now, so they're all getting ready. But so, and you had all these code names. So I was called Rocky Road. Like we had all chocolate bars. And I was Rocky Road because I've been on a Rocky Road. And when we're going out for safaris, because other people were going out for safaris, they'll be going, we've got contestant 3, Rocky Road. And they'll be saying other ones, Mars bars around the corner. So we had to sit there for like 20 minutes waiting for them to go because we weren't allowed. And I knew I had Warnie. I was in there because we had the same charity. So Shane knew I was going in.
Oh, okay.
And then Shane rang me and said he was going in. I thought he was ringing me for my birthday. So I'm just about to go to South Africa. But another 2 people, they said, has got a big beef with each other and it's going to be reunited.
Yes.
Danny Green, Anthony Mundine.
That's the talk, isn't it, for this series?
Two celebrities in the middle of Australia's biggest feud. This Australian duo are used to clashing in real life. 100% Danny Green and Anthony Mundine.
Yes. And... peek behind the curtain. They're actually mates.
See, you've told me
there's
this
a bombshell.
Before. You've told me this before, and it blows my mind. So that is all trash talk. They pretend to hate each other.
Yes, and they make a fortune because they just box with each other again and again and again and make like $10 million purse with each other. But it was about 10 years ago, and I was at the Ridges or some hotel in Carlton, and Chock was fighting. And I was in his room to get some tickets. So I was sitting down having a good chat because I know him well and I also know Danny Green really well. So I'm sitting on the couch and we're having a bit of a chat. We're talking about footy and rugby and I knock on the door and I thought, oh, here's someone else. I'm going to pick up some tickets.
Someone and freeloader wanting free
tickets. Yeah. Well, geez, I've outstayed my welcome. Someone else is getting free tickets. Anyway, Anthony had a book and he opens the door and in walked Danny Green and Danny Green's wife. And I'm going, oh, it's going to be on. What's happening? Because these guys hate each other. And he sits down, g'day, Chuck, g'day, Danny, how you going? Give each other cuddles.
No.
And his wife a kiss, sat down. He signed his book for him, gave him tickets. And I'm going, what the hell's going on here? And when he walked out, he goes, oh, no, we're mates. Sorry, what?
Wow.
So that just wrecked it all for me. But anyway, there you go.
That is groundbreaking goss.
That's what I bring to this
show. So
you're
saying if they are going into the jungle, that's all going to be a farce. That's all going to be pretend.
Yeah, no, but they'll go in there and everyone's going to think they hate each other. Then they're going to get best mates. And they're going to come out and go, look, they've become mates. They've been mates for 10 years.
They'll be the Brendan Favola and Anthony Kalia of 2018.
Oh, they won't be that strong.
Fifi, Fev and Byron, 101.9, The Fox.
13, 10, 60.
Please join in on this because I'm so glad we're back at work, boys. I feel like something happened while we were away and it's popped up in the news and it's shocked me and I feel that as champions of Melbourne and we are born and bred Melbourne, you and I, Fev, Byron's a ring in from Sydney.
Well, but Melbourne celebrates immigration as well.
Well, anyway, this Melbourne's in our blood. We grew up here.
Yep.
And something is being taken from us, Melbourne. I will cite Festival Hall as an iconic part of Melbourne.
Legendary.
A venue where you go to see music, where the Beatles played when they came here in the 50s or 60s or whatever that decade was, and it went nuts. Boxing match.
I've been there to watch the boxing.
Festival Hall is gone. Well, this is the plan. There are plans to demolish Melbourne's historic,
iconic. Are they going to build apartments, are they?
Of course they are.
Yeah.
Multi-million dollar apartment complex. Now, look, in defence, and I don't want to defend them heavily, but they're...
Fev, we're passionate about keeping it. Don't buy an apartment there.
Are we doing a Dracula's?
This, well, I don't...
You know that's closed.
I prefer not to mention Dracula's, the iconic theatre restaurant I tried to save, and that closed in December. But you know what? I reckon we can get a bigger campaign for this one. The City of Melbourne, they've received a proposal to build this 16-storey tower. I mean, we've got enough apartments at Melbourne.
Plenty of towers.
Like, carve out a bit more of Docklands. Pop some apartments there.
Yeah.
Yes. You don't need apartments in an iconic Melbourne institute. We lost Dracula's Melbourne. We cannot lose Festival Hall.
When was the last time you went to Festival Hall?
I've never been to Festival Hall.
You'd also never been to Dracula's. You didn't even know where it was. In fact, on the night that we tried to save it, the big, big Let's Save Dracula's, you drove to Witches and Britches.
No, that was me.
I, you know what? I don't have to have been there there to know that it's important to this city. I haven't been to Captain Cook's cottage for about 20 years, but I know that's important too.
Well, go there. That might get bulldozed.
You can't keep... Yeah, it's in the Fitzroy Gardens.
It's beautiful.
You cannot keep demolishing Melbourne icons. We won't stand for it. 131060 Melbourne. Do you have any great memories of Festival Hall?
Oh, memories.
Wrong song. Yeah. Let's take a trip down memory lane in this very sad occasion where they are proposing to destroy Festival Hall. Don't worry, I won't let them. We won't let them.
Not
this
time.
We're going to start a full-blown campaign. We will be picketing. We will be marching down Bourke Street. We will not let this happen.
It's a lot of work.
Actually.
Look at your hours. Just think about your calendar.
That's a lot of work. Hey, let's just look and see how much an apartment costs first.
No, I'm not going to. Guys, people who have played there, In Excess, Kylie Minogue, Macklemore is there next month. It's still a functioning...
Is he? Well, he's probably playing at a construction site.
This is a sad day and I won't have it. And if you are sad too, if you've got a great... Maybe your first concert was at Festival Hall. Mm. Maybe like, Fev, you went
I went to the
watch,
boxing,
what,
yes.
Who did you watch?
Oh, was that a while ago? Barry Michael and Muhammad Ali, maybe? I don't know.
I think it was.
It was a long, long time ago.
One of our many producers, Casey, I know, has a...
I think Pets fought there, my good mate Pets.
There we go.
Had a great time seeing Hanson there.
Oh, there we go. Casey saw Hanson.
Not helping, Casey.
131060.
They still owe me a slab of beer.
Share with us your Festival Hall
memories. Remember when they came in last year?
Did they promise you beer?
Yeah, and they brought their own beer out. Well, and they said, we'll send you a carton. Yep, never got
that. Well, side note, where's Fev's beer, Hanson, if you're listening?
Can we please not make this about Hanson?
131060 with your Festival Hall memories as we attempt to save this iconic Melbourne venue.
Not attempt to, will do.
It's the Fox.
Fifi, Fev and Byron, 1019, the Fox.
We are here to fight for our city, get passionate about an iconic, historic building, Festival Hall. It's under attack. The City of Melbourne have received a proposal by developers to build a two 16-story towers at the site of the stadium.
It has cultural value. You can't do it.
It has. Well, they've said they'll keep the facade, but no, it's not the same. No. This isn't like a big version of the block. You can't just demolish something and rebuild it for apartments. Some things are sacred, Fev. I know that you're desperate to see the floor plan because you're thinking about investing, but can you please... Just feel the spirit of your city. We must fight for these things.
I want to fight Boxy, but I fought for Dracula's and it's getting bulldozed right now. But you've got to think. Sometimes, you know, we're getting overpopulated. We need to build up. So what's going
to
happen?
There's other places to build up. Look, Docklands is still, I think it's underdeveloped. I think it could do with a few more apartments.
Have you been down there lately? It's amazing. It's like a village.
I just think this is an iconic venue, as we said. What have you got on there?
I'm playing memories.
You're
it's more of an elevator version.
Windpipes.
We are sharing Festival Hall memories, Fev, because we want to keep this thing and remember the sorts of things we will lose if we bulldoze it or if we build on top of it.
And guys, I've been there and you walk in and it is old. The Beatles have played there. It's not
beautiful venue.
But you have, I'd come with you. You've never been there.
You've never even walked into it.
I don't go to a lot of gigs. But it doesn't mean I can't fight for people who are passionate about going to gigs. Kerry in Bacchus Marsh. Hi, Kerry.
Hi, how are you?
Kerry, really frustrated that an iconic...
with me.
With Fev, because he's not helping my cause. But I don't think that Festival Hall should go. Have you got wonderful memories of Festival Hall?
Yes, my first concert that I ever went to, and I was so excited. And you don't get venues like this anymore where it's like an intimate gig where, you know, nowadays with Rod Laver and whatever, it's a huge event, whereas Festival Hall is sort of intimate. And I saw Barry Manilow was my first concert.
There you go. I did not expect to hear Barry Manilow on the Fox this morning.
Why don't we get Barry involved to save Festival Hall. Get Barry back.
I'm not sure that Barry's up to
and
it.
And perhaps his boyfriend.
Yeah, well.
Possibly.
Were you aware of his boyfriend, Kerry, when you went to see him?
No, I was totally in love with him. I've still got his tour book and all the newspaper clippings.
Brilliant. Okay, Kerry, I love that. I love your memory. And this is a reason. And didn't they already, Leon, our executive producer, haven't they got rid of the Palais or the Palace or another one recently?
Yeah, the Palace on Bourke Street. That's gone now. Apartments.
See? Next will be Her Majesty's. Suddenly the Athenaeum. Gone. Okay, we've got to put a stop to it.
You're being a bit sensationalist.
I performed there. When are they proposing they knock this down?
Well, they haven't given me all the details. Oh. They're probably not going to because they know I'm so passionate about fighting it.
We should do a big wedding there.
Why?
I don't know. Just for the last hurrah.
Let's go back to some
memories. Why don't we just do a gig there?
Well, who's going to play?
Why would we do a wedding? Go to a church for
it's
a wedding.
Not a church.
Why would you go to a festival hall for a wedding?
Well, it's just a stupid
You're
idea.
You're not helping. Rob in Keilor. Hi, Rob.
Trying to do an arc.
Morning, guys. How
Rob,
are you?
Rob, have you seen any emotional weddings at festival hall?
Nah, not lately. Not lately.
Rob, what are your memories of festival hall?
I went to a cold chisel there, and after a few bevvies, I needed to go to the toilet and look across to my left side, and there's Ian Moss standing behind me, beside me, using the urinal beside me.
Oh, look at that.
The chisel! Of course they were there! Rob, I mean, that's an iconic band and an iconic venue. We don't require...
Great concert, they had the revolving stage and everything.
Oh, look at that.
There you go. Okay, Rob.
Rob has
thank
taken
you for
a
that.
Leak next to the guitarist from Cold Chisel in that building.
That wouldn't happen at Rod Laver.
No.
Margaret in Richmond. Hi, Margaret.
Good morning. Hi.
Hey, Margaret. We've started a campaign, a petition to save Festival
Ooh,
Hall.
I'm with you.
Excellent. What are your? When did you go there? What's a great memory?
I've seen many bands, but in 1997, I was in the mosh pit for Faith No More, and I got kicked in the head and I lost half a tooth.
All right.
Well, that's why it's shutting down.
It was a great concert.
Fifi, Fev and Byron, 101.9 The Fox.
Oh, it's summer, and for a lot of people, it's the summer of love. And then for other people, it can be quite depressing. Nobody can. I've been in that situation.
This summer?
No, not this summer. I'm very loved up. No, but usually, you know, people always say, when I was single, I used to hate as spring started. Everyone went, oh, now it's all time you're going to pick up.
Mm.
The seasons don't govern whether or not you pick up.
Oh, they do.
Yeah, but I've spent many summers single, Fev.
Yeah, but
I've,
you go out and have fun.
Oh, I don't
In
do
the
that.
Winter, it's too cold.
Yeah, you snuggle up
yeah,
in the fire, winter.
Yeah, fireplace, put Netflix on, cook the marshmallows and just don't want to go out anywhere.
From the show that brought you and continues to look out for you in your dating life, and if you are single, this is something you might be aware of, we often bring you dating terms that can help you.
Again.
From the show that brought you cuffing, ghosting, who could forget zombieing?
We hatting. Forgot.
Hatting?
Oh, there was hat fishing.
Hat fishing. I would like to bring you marleying.
What?
Okay, it's a new relationship term. You're going to love it because it applies to summer and Christmas, etc. Okay. So marleying. Yeah, when an ex suddenly reappears over the Christmas period.
What's a marleying got to do with it?
Okay, are you familiar with the story of Christmas Carol? Ebenezer Scrooge, his ghost business partner, Jacob Marley. Remember, he rocks up on Christmas
Who
Eve?
Makes his up?
No, remember, he comes back and he makes Ebenezer Scrooge feel guilty and that gets him all sentimental again. And that's what they're saying. Someone pops up like Jacob Marley in your life.
Right.
It's okay. It's a few days before Christmas. And this did actually happen to me. I'm prepared to say this right
so
now.
So you've been Marley'd?
I had an ex contact me the week of Christmas. And I remember thinking... That's interesting.
What's a present?
Well,
or?
No, but you just think to yourself, it's the popping up on those occasions. Because if you think about it, it's a time when you can just go, hey, just Merry Christmas, just thinking about it.
Remember
you.
When we did submarining? It sounds very similar, where the submarine pops up. Is it? I think marleying is submarining. I think this is a repeat.
You're ruining my segment.
Did he just send you a text and say, hey, Mrs. Claus, you got the cookies out?
No, he didn't say that.
Fev's running with the Christmas Carol narrative.
No, I wish I'd never brought it up. This may actually be a festive form of submarining. You're right, Byron. But it's marleying, though.
Right.
And I'd love to know if somebody got marleyed over Christmas. Did somebody pop up? Did an ex pop up and go, hey, remember me? Merry Christmas. Just season's tidings. Hope you're having a lovely summer. Have you been marleyed?
All right.
Maybe you're being marleyed right now.
Let's see how
it's not Christmas.
Let's see how we go.
Well, okay, maybe you've been submarined right now.
13 10 60, we'll take your calls next.
Fifi, Fev and Byron, 101.9 The Fox.
Fev, I know that it's a little bit frustrating when I bring up these dating terms, but I think they're great. I think it's really good to talk about dating, and there are people out there who are single who are thinking, how do I navigate the minefield that is finding love? Well, now you can go marleying. And marleying is when an ex suddenly reappears around Christmas time, and it is named after Ebenezer Scrooge's partner, Jacob Marley. Remember, his ghost appears on Christmas Eve to say, remember how badly you treated me?
That's exactly what it is, apparently.
I just morphed into ghosting at the same time. Now, the idea being that your ex pops up with maybe a little Christmas message, and then guess what? They're back in your life, reunited. And maybe you didn't want them there, you know, because it can be sometimes you're like distancing yourself from somebody and they keep popping up.
And very similar to one that we've done in the past, submarining. Yeah, well, very
you
similar.
You love a submarine.
I wouldn't have mentioned that. Now, has anyone in Melbourne been marleying over summer? Georgina in Caroline Springs. Hi, Georgina.
Hi. So I was definitely marleyed.
What happened?
So I was sitting with my family on Christmas Eve and then I got a text message from an ex that I broke up with 2 years ago.
Oh, wow.
What? It's just out of the blue, George. No contact for 2 years. And
no
how did
contact
he,
ever.
What did he say?
He was just like, you know, hey, Merry Christmas, God bless. And I looked at my phone for about a good 20 minutes and I'm like, I can't believe this just happened. What do I do?
What did you do?
It was the most awkward thanks.
Well, there we go. A Christmas form of submarining right there. Marlene.
Marlene's not always successful. We should point that out. It's high risk.
Fifi, Fev and Byron, 1019 The Fox.
Fev, we've both been away on holidays and when I came, I did go to ground. I just lay low. And then when I came up and I saw a photo that I want to talk to you about.
Which one?
Your beautiful daughter who has just turned 18.
Oh, Mia.
Big happy birthday to Mia. I saw she was in hospital.
Yes.
Can we talk about what happened?
Yeah, why not?
Well, you haven't given him much choice.
Should I not have brought this up? No, because I just, that looked scary.
Yeah, so just, it was 2 days before Christmas and her lovely boyfriend, Josh Battle.
Can I just point out for people who are unaware, an AFL footballer. The irony of Fev's daughter dating an AFL footballer. The hell you'll live through because of that is brilliant.
Yeah.
He's flat.
I'm pretty flat. So he actually brought himself a couple of jet skis. He's
he's doing well. Yeah,
No, he's doing really well. He's St.
Kilda,
he's a smart kid. Yeah, he's at the Saints. And anyway, they went off jet skiing. And jet skis, they're not safe.
I wouldn't have thought so. I haven't been on one myself.
Yeah.
But when you put a motorised motorbike on the ocean, I just don't think that's going to end well.
I'm with you, Boxy. I don't see any positives in having a jet ski other than what happened. And they were out the back of Portsea and they were just cruising around. I think they were with his brother and his girlfriend. They're just cruising around, having a lovely time. You see some of Mia's photos. They're watching some penguins or seals something over a little lighthouse and they got a photo.
That's
and
cute.
All happy.
Yeah.
All happy. And then it went to disaster, Boxy. Well, I think they were at the back and a big wave come and when you're on a jet ski, as you probably would, you'd go try to go over it so you can get out the back so you don't get hit with waves. Mia was at the front, Josh was at the back. They went over the jet ski, went over the wave and the waves hit them really hard and it's tipped the jet ski, fallen on Mia, fallen on Josh. Mia's rang up Schnooksy and she's very upset. So she's come home. I took her to the hospital. So she's laying in there. She's got tubes and things all over her. Everything's hurting. She got x-rays and CT scans. She had a fractured foot, bruises all over her body. I think she may have had a little bit of concussion because she said she was going 10Ks. It doesn't happen when you go 10Ks, so something wasn't quite adding up.
Might have been 100.
What was she
saying? Might have been 100. So it was pretty dangerous. Could have been a real disaster.
Can I ask, but where was Josh Battle in all of this?
Well, he didn't get hurt. There was nothing wrong with him, but he was very shaken up. And
I bet he was.
Yeah, it was a bit awkward when he came back to the house that night.
He would have been terrified.
Yeah, he wasn't.
Brendan Favola that
he nearly killed his daughter.
Off a jet ski. It would not be a fun chat.
Was he riding it? So was Mia the passenger with Josh riding it?
Yeah, so Mia was at the front, Josh was at the back. Well, that's what kids do. You can't say no to him going out with a jet ski with her boyfriend. But anyway, it turned a disaster and she had a fractured foot. So she missed her New Year's. She was supposed to be going out New Year's Eve with all her friends. She's in a moon boot. She's just borrowed my moon boot, which was great because I just got out of one and my crutches. She got around 18th birthday in a moon boot, so.
Yeah, but it's more about, and I'm so glad that she's okay and so lucky because that could have been so
dangerous.
Could
have been a disaster.
But in terms of making a good impression on your possible in-laws.
Yeah, it didn't work out
real
well.
That wouldn't have been great for Josh.
But he did buy me a nice bottle of Penfolds for my birthday, so that got
him. So he's already making up for it.
Yeah, he's made up for it a little bit.
I would love to hear, if anyone can relate to that story, 131060. what sort of bad impression did you make on your in-laws?
Mm.
Like, did you, and particularly the first impression. I remember when I was dating one of my first boyfriend and I crashed my car on my way over to see him, and then I just hid my car in his garage, in his dad's garage, and just left it there. I couldn't deal with the situation. And then his dad was on a work trip and he came back and he said, there's just a busted up car in the garage.
And what happened to it?
I can't remember. I couldn't deal with it.
All right, that's worse than Josh Battle.
No, there's no fun in jet skis, Boxy.
Okay, 13, 10, 60. No. If you've made a bad impression with the in-laws, we'd love to hear from you. 13, 10, 60 on the Fox.
Fifi, Fev and Byron, 101.9 The Fox.
Poor Mia Favola had a little accident on a jet ski with her boyfriend over summer.
Over summer, yes. Just 2 days before Christmas. Spent the night before Christmas Eve in hospital. He wrecked Christmas for her.
Well, just not necessarily the impression you want to make on your in-laws.
He is Josh, and Josh, I reckon he's a solid dude, but Josh is Mia's boyfriend, and this is the dude who crashed the jet ski, Fief.
Yeah, and we were just saying this is a shame when you make a really bad impression on your in-laws. Like, I would not have wanted to be Josh when you and Alex turned up at the hospital. That's not the conversation I'd want to have. Probably more Alex would have been scarier than you even. I would have been terrified.
100%. She was scaring me and there was nothing wrong. I didn't even do anything.
Sarah in St Kilda East. Hi, Sarah.
Hello.
Hi. Have you made a bad impression on your in-laws?
I have, except the worst thing is this was 5.5 years ago and they still don't know.
What did you do?
So I went to visit my partner's parents in England. We'd only been together for a few months. He is English. I used to always beg him to let me drive his manual car. So he finally gave in and let me coast the manual car down the hill into his house. Only I didn't realise you had to press the clutch and the brake at the same time. So I was braking and the car was bunny hopping and I crashed into the side of their house, completely took out about 5 bricks from the side of their house.
Right.
I mean, the phone's broken up, but a lot of damage was done.
Right before we found out she covered that.
I hope she's okay.
I hope she hasn't told. They still don't know that's her.
Just then.
Oh, you think that?
So she's back. And we were trying to shove the bricks back into the side of the house. So hopefully they're not structural because they're just hanging out there. And we were drilling the fence as his mum came home.
And what did she say? Why have you got a drill at the fence?
and my partner was like, we just thought it needed some fixing. Some screws were loose.
Went away.
And
that's
she
making
bought
great cover. Yeah.
Good impression. It's like, wow, that's so proactive.
Your son is just hanging out with a drill and just proactively, instead of watching telly on the couch, wanted to start putting. I wouldn't have bought it.
No, thank you, Sarah. For your
I have
call,
a
though.
Feeling, maybe Sarah, that your in-law she liked you, so she didn't. She let you get away with it.
There we go. Sarah has also admitted just then on radio that she did do it. So hopefully they're not.
But
listening.
They're in England, so
great.
Hey, we podcast quite popular on the podcast.
Do we have a podcast?
Natasha from Mount Waverley. Hi, Natasha.
Hi, how are you going?
Good, Natasha. Did you make a bad impression?
Yeah, look, I'm going to say it might be one of the worst and the most typical, but basically I met my current partner, this was also probably 5 years ago, and we went out, it was actually his 18th birthday, went back to his place, and it was kind of a one-night thing, and the next morning, unbeknownst to me, his entire family flew down from Sydney. And, it was kind of like a little family get-together, and I met the whole fam, had the eyelashes hanging off, the makeup,
the short skirt.
Oh, God, it was awful. And 5 years later, we're getting engaged, so I'm not looking forward to the speeches as an engagement.
She knows what's coming. Thank
well, at
you,
least at least they're still together,
that's,
Byron.
That's a beautiful finish to that story.
Thank you.
Well done, Natasha, and congratulations on that. Hey, we fight for causes that we are passionate about on this show. Who could forget when we petitioned to keep Dracula's, the theatre restaurant, open?
Yeah, we did, and we went there for the first time, mind you. We hadn't gone for a few decades, but we finally went. And unfortunately, it's still closed. In fact, it may be being bulldozed as we speak. Right. But we are fighting for Festival Hall.
We are going to keep the fight going for Melbourne for other iconic venues. Just because we've lost one doesn't mean we're going to lose another one.
Yeah, I'm prepared to, like, Dracula's can be the Trojan horse in this instance. I'm happy to let that fall. Well, I wasn't happy to let it fall, but we obviously made no impact. We will make an impact with this campaign.
Yeah, there is a plan to turn it into apartments. Unfortunately, Fev has undermined our campaign by looking at the floor plans and considering to invest in one.
Well, it might be a smart thing. We're to go with the Times, Byron.
Okay.
Undermining my campaign.
So anyway, coming up
undermining.
Next.
Undermining? We went to Dracula's. We both went to the wrong place.
Right. Yeah, well, that was Hunchbacks. That's the one we thought we were saving.
I think Fev was at Witches and Britches.
Oh, was it the totally different one?
The Fifi, Fev and Byron catch up done without compromise. With Upside Realty, they'll sell your home without compromise too. With no commission, just a flat fee of $7,500. There's no better way to sell your home.